Hello and what's up everybody? My name's Charles and I'm here with a special guest from Advanced Web Solutions. His name's Mark. Mark, say what's up.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So today I want to go over some questions that I had with web design. Now, if you guys don't already know, I do social media marketing. I have my own agency. I started it about 5 months ago. I've been in this market, in this industry for about 2 years. So, you know, I'm getting pretty developed in this end of marketing. It's been a great ride so far. You know, a lot of big things coming. But let's start off at the top. Mark, do people really need websites?
Well, having a website is like having a sign on your storefront. If you don't have a website, no one's going to be able to find you on the web. No one goes driving around town looking for a business. They go on the internet and they type in, say they're looking for a sign place. They type in sign design near me. No one goes driving around looking for a sign. If you don't have a website, it's basically like you don't have a sign.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's very true. And it's like having like a poster on the wall. You know, people come in, they see your poster because you put it up. But there's also the traffic aspect, in which I have another question for you a little later on. But can I build a professional site myself? Is that possible?
It's possible to build a site yourself. I wouldn't recommend it if you don't have experience using a laptop and doing design. A website is the first impression that someone makes on your business.
Yeah.
So having a well-designed website that's interactive and responsive on no matter what device you're on is very important.
Mm-hmm.
If you do want to make it yourself, it is possible. You could use a platform like Wix. They are pretty much drag in place and it is pretty simple.
Yeah, the simpler the better. I mean, I wouldn't go ahead and do it myself if I'm creating a new venture or anything. I'm doing like a new product line. I wouldn't do it myself. I would hire somebody like Mark or somebody within that field of expertise. Now, I know branding takes a big part of this all, and just my two cents, you know, if you guys are building the site or having somebody do it yourself, make sure that your branding is on point. You know, you want to have the right logo, cover photos. It needs to be, you know, appealing. Those are all things you need to also think about besides just making sure the website's structurally sound. Now, what's the average price on a professionally built site, in your opinion?
The average price varies a lot. It depends what you want on the site. For a typical startup, I have a package called the New Business Package. It runs $2.99 and then there's a monthly upkeep fee. That basically, you have nothing. You don't have any social media or anything yet. I start all your social media pages. I make you a website. I do all the SEO work on it.
That's for $2.99? You actually do all
that? That's for $2.99. To get something like that, my other package that has all that stuff in it is $2,499. I put this in as a new business package. I understand people that have new businesses don't have $2,500 to go drop on a website. That's why there's a monthly upkeep fee.
So you work with them, and then as they transpire and you know, get deeper into their business, like, you can charge them more of a monthly upkeep or whatever. And if they want another package and, you know, want more things on the website, that's where you would actually move forward with them. It's like the same thing with my social media marketing agency. You know, I tell my clients I start small and we work from there, because it would make no sense for me to take $2,500 from you, in which you don't even have a grand of profits or anything yet. So they need to see a return before you move forward. So it's kind of the same thing. I feel it. That's awesome. You know, so what are some necessary components of a site in your opinion, at least?
To have a successful site, I think you have to have a good domain name, and necessarily a good domain name isn't your company name. It's something that has to do with your company. You have to have good SEO work, which is one of the reasons that I said not to make the site on your own, because SEO is very complicated and takes a lot of time.
What is SEO?
SEO is search engine optimization.
Gotcha. Okay. So, like, let's say I have traffic coming into my site from, you know, Facebook or any other, you know, pay-per-click advertisements or organic. How can I track this traffic?
You could track them using Google Analytics, or you could use Facebook Pixel. It's pretty simple. You either go on Google Analytics and they give you a code, you put the code on the website and it tracks all the information and where people come from.
Beautiful. I know the Facebook Pixel is pretty much the same thing. That's a code, you install it, you know, you can track your actual conversions, you can track how many people come to the site, You could do retargeting ads, which we'll cover in our next podcast that we're launching. This is just for websites. And Mark, you're actually helping me out a lot. You know, these are a lot of things that I've had questions for a while now. And, you know, having you on board with Laptop Lifestyle is the greatest thing that could have happened to us. We have so many great people on board, and we're having a great time doing so. We're actually going to the lake a little later, which is going to be lit, but neither here nor there. So how long have you actually been doing this for, professionally?
Professionally, I started back in December is when I actually turned it into a company, and I started doing it more often. I learned how to do
likewise, it. Likewise, by the way.
Yeah. I learned how to do it about a year to 2 years ago. My dad has a small business. He needed to get a new website designed, and we were going around looking for prices. People wanted $2,500, $5,000, and I said I could probably learn this, and I learned it. I made him a beautiful website. I made his friends beautiful websites, and then I realized, wow, there's really a market for this. So I turned it into Advanced Web Solutions.
Yeah, I definitely see the market for it. Everybody needs a site now. Not only do they need the site, but you do need the traffic. Now, how can people actually find my site on Google, like for what I have to offer?
A lot about finding the sites is with the SEO. It's SEO is basically a bunch of complex words and stuff that and designs that you have to put on the website to optimize it for search engines such as Google, Bing, and Yahoo, what they search for. It's basically a bunch of keywords put into paragraphs that make the search engines pick up on them.
Oh, okay. That's very true. I mean, yeah, so I mean, that's the only way people are going to be able to find me on Google. So like, if we're doing, it's okay. Yeah, you know what? Like, we've had a long week. Mark owns another business. He has a towing business. He has Advanced Web Solutions and coming on board. It's just been absolutely insane. We've been so wound up, but we're delivering some awesome content. Where we have a bunch of courses we're working on. So, don't mind our monotoneness sometimes. It's like kind of like crazy here, but yeah, like if I'm delivering social media marketing, my website context and a sense of what he's saying, and I understand search engine optimized keywords in order to find my social media marketing agency, like whether it's local or whatever, if I'm including how to build a Facebook page, if people Google that, I need to make sure that those keywords are in my website. So that's all he's saying. You know, he gave me a brief little course earlier in the week, so I'm a little bit aware. But for you guys on the consumer end and for your potential businesses, this is what we're doing. We're trying to help you guys.
Like you were saying about us being so busy lately, me, Charlie, and the Laptop Lifestyle crew, we started this, a few weeks back?
Yeah, but we've come pretty far.
And honestly, since we've came up with this idea and we've been working on it for the past few weeks, I haven't slept more than 3 hours at a night. We're up to 2 o'clock every night working on this stuff, up at 5 a.m. again, all day, all night. We are launching something amazing here, guys. Excited.
We're super excited. Like, I am so pumped up to help everybody out. I mean, not saying I'm the best or we're super geniuses, but guess what we're doing? I'm here making a podcast for you to help you. You know, I don't see anybody else trying to help me out right now. And, you know, it's pretty sad. You know, people like Gary Vaynerchuk, they're actually trying. We're here trying to help you. So if you're listening to this, you're listening to it for a reason. And there's something you're definitely going to learn from it. So I appreciate you coming all the way to this point. And last question for you, Mr. Marky Mark and the gang. Are you excited to partner with Laptop Lifestyle?
I'm beyond excited, man. I'm ecstatic. There's so many opportunities on what we are doing and how many people that we are going to help and how many lives we're going to change. There's going to be so many more people living the laptop lifestyle, saying fuck a 9-to-5 and not going and slaving their life away to go have enough money to afford to live in the house that they're not at because they're on work all day.
Okay, well, you heard it from the bull's mouth itself. Fuck a 9-to-5. You can even put a hashtag in front of that. Fuck a 9-to-5. Tag us on Instagram. Tag us on Facebook. Tag us on YouTube. Wherever you want to tag us, you can find us. Fuck a 9-to-5. Official Laptop Lifestyle is going to be big. We're delivering so many great things. But on that note, guys, thank you for your time. I hope you guys learned something new today in this podcast. And my name is Charlie.
And I'm Mark.
Have a great day or night wherever you're located. Take care, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.